This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada at ZenCon 2015, and I am privileged to have with me today one of the exhibitors here at ZenCon, Continuous PHP, two gentlemen from Continuous PHP. That's Frederick Dwin and Oswald, I'm going to let you pronounce your last name, but say hi, everybody, to Frederick.
Yeah. Hi. So, I'm Frederick. Mm-hmm. I'm the CTO of Continuous PHP.
Okay.
And yes, it's a really nice experience to be here at ZenCon, first time in US for me.
Well, excellent. Well, welcome to the US. And Oswald, tell us, pronounce your name for us and tell us what you do at Continuous PHP.
So I'm Oswald de Riemaker. Mm-hmm. I'm the CEO of Continuous PHP, and it's a great pleasure to be here in the U.S.
Well,
at ZenCon.
It is our pleasure to have you here. Okay, most of our listeners are going to understand the importance of Continuous PHP, which means they understand continuous integration, which means they understand what continuous integration is. But just in case there are some that are listening that don't understand it, tell us a little bit about what continuous integration is.
Yes, in fact, continuous integration is the fact you will test all the change you make in your code every time you commit, every time you test. But continuous integration is the start. You can go further with continuous delivery that will create a package, and this package could be deployed in production anytime. It will be Scrum approach, you will have a release, you could release this new package every time. After the continuous delivery, you will find a continuous deployment. And continuous deployment, every time you make a change in your code, it will be test and deploy till production.
Excellent. And so your application is always at the point where it is ready to deploy.
Yeah, and new features are available for end user as soon as possible, so you add business value in production as soon as possible.
You know, I nowadays this sounds very natural, but I first ran across the concept back in, it had to be 2010, 2011. A friend of mine, Mr. Brian Moon, who is the director of engineering over at a place called Deal News, and I was interviewing him on a podcast, and he says, yeah, we do, I think at that point he was doing about 15 deployments per day or releases per day. And I was like, you're nuts, you know? I mean, I come from the traditional software development where we're doing one every 3 or 4 weeks on a good release cycle, you know? And he's doing 13, 14 a day, and I'm like, you're nuts. So these days, though, we take it for granted with all the tools out there.
With Continuous PHP ourselves, we release 10 to 15 times per day.
Wow.
And there is a real shift between the software management, product management, and you need to have that switch to be able to deliver as fast as you would with continuous deployment.
Yeah.
You have to think by short, small feature. You have to implement feature flipping. So using switch to deactivate features that will be activated later, but as soon as you put them in production, as soon as you got feedback, if it works. And it's one of the principle, release early, release often, and as small the code you put in production, the lesser chance you have that you will break the code, and also if there is any problem, you will know where the problem is.
Immediately, yeah.
So that's the reason why, that's what continuous PHP enabled our customer, is to reach the continuous deployment, which is difficult because, of course, you have to have the management or the product management, the software project management to use it, but also the use the tools like video flipping and all of that.
It's a true mindset. You really have to think in continuous deployment before you can actually. You can't just set up the tool, throw your repo at Jenkins or continuous PHP and say, "Woohoo! I'm doing continuous integration." You know, it's a mindset in development.
Exactly. But what continuous PHP enabled is that customer doesn't have to worry about the to set up the system to put all this in place, and they can start very easily because any company has to deploy. So first thing, start to automate deployment, and then move to the next step. And then to the next step.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The everybody does have to deploy their software, so you might as well go ahead and get this automated. You don't have to make the leap into continuous integration at that point, and you can slow step it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me this. There's a lot of good tools out there to enable continuous integration. Jenkins, Travis, all this kind of stuff. Why a PHP specific solution?
Because PHP community, PHP users, all the community are not aware about tools or to implement this kind of tools. And also, all the community is not as easy with the DevOps practices. So we want to bring these practices to the community and help them to implement it easily. It's why we made a solution that take the user by the hand to implement these practices, to set up their continuous deployment pipelines easily.
Okay. So with a PHP-specific solution, we don't have to worry about making sure that everything else works with PHP. PHP is a first-class citizen in your continuous PHP pipeline. Talk to us a little bit about on the back end. Are you using Docker containers or how does that work?
Yes. In fact, we are using PHP application. Continuous PHP is a complete PHP application.
Oh, excellent.
Written in Zend Framework 2.
Very good.
With Epigility. And we are using Docker containers for the workers. So we have a pool of workers that manage the containers to execute the tests and execute the packaging and the deployment steps.
Now, within PHP, we still have several choices for unit testing frameworks. Do you all specify you have to use one, or do you work with all of them out there?
You have to specify which testing framework you are using.
Yeah.
But we can handle multiple testing framework per pipelines.
Oh, okay.
And even we can merge the code coverage results. To have an overview of your application.
Very cool.
Code coverage.
Now, by the time this releases, this will probably be old hat, but right now, PHP 7 is only in RC5. Do you all currently allow for testing on PHP 7?
Yes, sure.
Excellent. Well, I did a talk on or a tutorial on PHP 7 yesterday here at ZenCon, and I told people, I said, if you've got a good set, a good suite of unit tests, moving to PHP 7 is going to be easy. If you don't have one, it's going to be a lot of sleepless nights because most of the things won't break your code, but the things that will are edge cases. You got to hunt them all down. And so something like continuous PHP, that's going to help tremendously in this.
You can, with no more fees, execute the test with PHP 7 additionally to the PHP version you are actually using.
It's
in parallel, so no more time to execute them.
That is phenomenal. We've talked about the pipeline and the back-end architecture. You know, I'll tell you, one of the reasons I came across y'all is I have several friends over in Europe. In the PHP community over there is thriving. I've got a lot of good friends over there. And for some reason, something popped up on my screen. I'm going to butcher his name. Stefan Kultmann's shop has a quote on your website. And that popped up in one of my Google alerts or something like that. I'm like, well, if Scoop knows these boys, maybe it's somebody I need to know. Obviously, y'all are integrating yourself into the PHP community over there, or you're part of the PHP community. How is the community receiving you?
Really nice. In fact, the European community, PHP community, is really aware. And we meet them at a lot of events. Mm-hmm. Yes, we met the last time Stefan Kultmannschaft at the Dutch PHP conference.
Oh yeah, and it's a great conference.
Yes, definitely a great one.
Yeah,
and yes, we meet also a lot of time Michelangelo.
Yep. Godfather of the PHP community, Mr. Michelangelo Van Damme. Yeah. Man, the coolest damn name on the entire internet. Well, you're integrating into the community, and I love that when vendors don't just try to sell into the community, but they become part of the community and help the community. And as you help the community grow, it makes a bigger community for all of us. So I do really appreciate that. Hey, you said, Frederick, that this is your first time over here in the U.S., and you've been to European PHP conferences. You're now here at ZenCon. Talk to us a little bit about what the differences are. What do you like over here, or what can we learn from the European conferences that you think they do better?
I think there is a lot of difference about the level of knowledge about cloud. Hmm. US PHP users are more about cloud than European.
Interesting. See, here I thought you were going to say we needed more beer, but no. cloud is that's a very astute observation. I had not thought of that, and thank you for bringing that to me. Well. Where our time is drawing to a close, but I want to thank you for being with us here on Nomad PHP. I got to ask the same question I ask everybody. What's your local user group, and do you know the URL?
Our local user group? Mm-hmm. In fact, we are at the PHP user group Luxembourg.
Oh, okay.
Currently, it's part of the AFUP, mm-hmm. the French user group. And shortly, we will... be surely more independent.
Well, very cool. And I'll have Kathy dig up the URL of that, and we'll put it in the show notes so that everybody in the area can come visit you. Well, now, thank you for taking the time to visit with us on Voices of the Elephant. And thank you because, like I said, I love it when vendors integrate themselves into the community and start helping the community. And I really appreciate the fact that you will take the time to be a part of your local user group and to help support the community in that way.
I think it's definitely what we want, to be part of the community.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.